Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today. We're going to play on and stand strong with Drolo and Dibs. Turn the game on. Pump up the volume. It's time to play ball. Drolo and Dibs. Turn the game on.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the championship rounds of Drolo and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. It is outstanding to have you with us today. Thank you for your continued support. I don't think you realize how much it means to us. Michael Silver, NFL Insider, in just a moment. NFL news flying fast and furious this morning. In case you missed it, Eli Manning has been benched. Daniel Jones will start for the Giants this weekend when they travel to Tampa Bay to take on the Buccaneers. In addition, Jalen Ramsey, the cornerback of the Jacksonville Jaguars, has requested a trade from Jacksonville, according to Jason LaConfora of CBS Sports, as well as being a Radio.com insider. Many general managers around the league believe the Chiefs will be the front runner to land Ramsey's services. And then Jamal Adams, formerly of LSU, safety for the Jets. This is odd. I don't have many details on this. It's just on Instagram, he stopped following the Jets and he took the Jets out of his bio. I don't know. I'm trying to keep up with the younger generation. I don't feel that old at 38, but what does that mean? He's ghosting them? Is he ghosting the Jets?
He's trying to ghost them. That's step one to ripping a Band-Aid off. You got to first peel up the first sticky side, and then you pull the Band-Aid off hard. You don't just
sticky icky.
You don't just go from the middle and try to dig that thing out. And shout out Icky Woods, who joined us last week. So that's part of what you do nowadays. If you're breaking up with someone, you don't just change your bio on Facebook to single. You start with "it's complicated" or something like that before you transition to out-and-out single.
Nice. Michael Silver will join us in just a few moments, but we still have billions who have been waiting on hold very patiently to weigh in on whether or not the Niners should make an aggressive pursuit for Jalen Ramsey. So let's bring some of you guys into the show. Al in Pacifica. Al, welcome to the show. Thank you for the phone call. Your thoughts on the Jalen Ramsey situation.
Hey, what's up, guys? Loving the show. Thanks for taking my call. The Jalen Ramsey situation, I'm not sure why we're hesitating about this. I would go for it in a heartbeat. Just imagine what Richard Sherman and Jalen Ramsey on both sides of the field would look like. Have those two guys man up the receivers and then blitz everybody on the inside. I think you'll get a lot more return out of Jalen Ramsey than you do out of whatever tackle is available. And at the end of the day, you can always flip a draft pick for a tackle. But you can't flip a draft pick for a Jalen Ramsey type of receiver. So I'm not sure why we're hesitating about this. I would go for, you know, shut down corners all day. As far as the tackle, Kyle Shanahan can design plays that will get the ball out of Jimmy G a lot faster and can make up for the opportunity there in tackle. So I don't know. Jalen Ramsey all day.
All right, appreciate the phone call. Remember, it's not just draft picks. You're going to have to give him a new contract. That is going to be pricey. And while the Niners have done a very good job of managing the cap, DeForest Buckner's coming up. A lot of people don't realize Eric Armstead is in a contract year. This is the fifth and final year. You could use the franchise tag on him, but he's playing pretty well right now, like a guy who wants a new contract. George Kittle, like you've mentioned, Lowe, coming up in a few years. You got to plan for the future.
In the last two games, you got Weatherspoon has played a lot better, and he's still young. And that caller, he's wrong, and we humbly disagree when he says Kyle Shanahan can just come up with things to disguise, to hide a tackle. Newsflash, you can't do that. If you are going to hide him, that means you got to keep the tight end in. That means now you got to compromise. You can't take the running back out. That means if their tackle's that bad, if he gets beat with the inside move, now he's got a direct line to the quarterback. If you don't have a tackle that is a capable tackle holding it down, it will kill you offensively. And it's way – I hope the caller watched that game last night with the Jets. The tackle were getting beat like a drum. The dude had four sacks. They had a quarterback get knocked out of the game. If you can't protect your quarterback And now you're saying just design a play calling that's going to get the ball out of your hand in three steps all day long? Newsflash, that doesn't work all day long. You got to be able to go seven-step drop. You got to be able to protect the quarterback. You got to be able to drop. You got to be able to go three, sometimes four wides. You can't have your tackle stay in there. You can't have your tight end or your running back stay in all the time to help protect. And then what if they, if you have to stay and protect, now I'm going to bring the backer. So now the line, now the running back has to block the backer. And now your tackle's left one-on-one, especially in the 2 minutes. So when people are talking about that, that is a bigger need, a way, way bigger need to get a tackle that can play. It's not even close to a corner.
Do you see the Niners, because he's so good blocking, using George Kittle to help out with Justin School? Like, he's a six-round rookie out of Vanderbilt. This is going to be a big task this weekend against the Steelers. You know Tomlin and the Steelers are going to try to attack that weak spot. Kittle might not be able to play as much of a role in the passing game from a reception standpoint because they'd use him more as a blocker, yes?
Yes, you would definitely do that. And not just that, now the running back has to stay in and chip. And then if you decide to say, Kittle, you need to stay in here and block, what I'm doing is I'm bringing the linebacker. And now I'm going to bring linebacker, and now Kittle can't help. So all you do is you run over. If the tight end's to that side, now you run an over defense. That means you cover the guard and you cover the tackle. Now, and then you put the Sam outside on the tight end. So now you got every man covered. So I'm going to say, okay, line up and try that. Try to hide this dude. Try to hide a hung tooth, and let me show you I can exploit him. Good defensive coordinators would crush. If you give me a subpar tackle and the guy can't play and you have to help him and chip him, yeah, every now and then, I ain't mind. It's okay. Every now and then you got to help. But if you have to do that all day long, let me tell you, you don't have a chance. You get your quarterback hurt. You limit your playbook. And no, you cannot win in the National Football League on a consistent basis if you got bad tackle play. Just tell
me. I want to come right to you. Let me update a story that's developing. We mentioned it earlier. This is from Adam Schefter of ESPN. Carolina general manager Marty Herney told reporters that Cam Newton informed the team of the aggravated foot injury after last Thursday night's loss to the Buccaneers. The team does not have a solid timeline for when Newton will be available to play, saying the Panthers will, quote, see how it goes. Quarterbacks are dropping like flies around the National Football League.
And if it's an injury, and we don't know the nature of it, I'm assuming, but if it's something like a Liz Frank that we had Darren McFadden famously miss the majority of seasons with, or if it's, you know, something in the bone structure of the foot, it could be something that costs him a ton of the season.
To the Dial Pad guest line we go. All guests appear on the Dial Pad guest line. NFL insider for the NFL Network, 95.7 The Game football insider, Michael Silver, kind enough to join us here on 95.7 The Game. Michael, first and foremost, thank you. We appreciate the time. Let's jump in with Jalen Ramsey. What are you hearing on that front? Do you see Jacksonville trading him? And if so, who would be the most likely suitors?
Thank you for having me. And that's an excellent question. I think the most likely suitor is the team that makes an exceptionally high offer that they feel, justifies the trade. I don't believe the Jaguars feel like they have to get rid of this guy, for a variety of reasons. The contract situation is favorable to them. They're likely not contending for a Super Bowl this year. And, Shad Khan has told me in the past, and, not sure if he realized he was speaking to the child of union side labor lawyers, but, when I was in the auto supply business, I loved staring down unions. I love to break them. And you think I'm going to get freaked out by a player who wants to stare me down? So I think you put all of that together, and, this is not a situation where, oh my God, we got to get rid of him. Now, if he starts acting like Antonio Brown did and calling the GM, allegedly a racist name or threatening to punch him in the face and those types of things, it may change. But I believe that if a team really, really wants Jalen Ramsey, they have to aggressively go get him, like the way the Texans got Laremy Tunsil or the Steelers arguably got Minkah Fitzpatrick.
And the Minkah Fitzpatrick thing, I think, is interesting as it pertains to this because it seems like more and more players are trying to find their way out of situations. Does this ultimately lead to a collective bargaining agreement that's contentious because owners can't seem to get a hold on whether or not players will want to even play for them anymore?
Well, that's not a, I don't think that's a negotiation table issue. I think it's a create a good environment issue. And, I can understand why people want to leave the Dolphins And I'm not just talking about the blatant tanking. I just think atmosphere-wise, you know, when the when one player takes a stand for social justice and mildly criticizes Jay-Z and then comes to practice and there are 10 Jay-Z songs in a row blasting, you know, maybe the coach is just having a little fun, but that seemed a little intense. And you know, they clearly don't value that team now. They're looking for something down the road, which sounds good when you're playing analytics or sitting in an office, in an air-conditioned office, but when you have a limited amount of time to play the game, unless you're Lorenzo Neal, and you you know, you want to maximize those opportunities and not be on the wrong side of a beating every week, I can understand why you want to get out. So, you know, listen, the owners have a very favorable CBA right now. The players basically sold the rookies down the river last time. If anything, if I were the players, I would fight to get rid of that fifth-year option and try to get some earlier freedom for the rookies who are already playing under artificially low deals. But, of course, it's always less compelling to fight for people coming after you than it is to fight for yourself.
Well said. Michael, when you think about the quarterback position, you talked about, you know, different guys, whether it's justice or injustice, you know, Colin Kaepernick, the different issues just with that. And also just right now with all the quarterbacks that's going down, you look around the National Football League, you look at the Saints, you look at all these different teams. Does Nick Mullins have more value? Do you think, you know, the teams that are out there right now are on the phone trying to call, trying to trade for this guy if they believe that he's a starter?
Yeah, I mean, everybody has more value except for Colin Kaepernick. As long as you don't take a knee during the anthem or speak out for social justice, if you can reasonably throw a football and stand upright, you have more value. So that's two different topics. But, yeah, I think, you know, teams are looking for answers and we're hitting a bad wave. And honestly, I think fans, because of Drew Brees until now and chiefly Tom Brady, who's 42, who are freakish and continuing to play at an exceptionally high level at the ages they are, you know, this is more reflective of what football really is now. And I know they've tried to protect quarterbacks more and more, but you saw Andrew Luck retire. You know, Cam Newton now, it seems to be in a bad cycle of injuries at a pretty young age. Obviously, Roethlisberger, that's a major blow to the league. And I just think, you know, this it's a brutal contact sport, tough business. And, you know, quarterbacks have a lot on them, and a lot of people are trying to literally and figuratively take them down. So it's a lot. As far as Nick Mullins, I believe his value to Kyle Shanahan is higher than it is to anyone else, so I would not expect him to be traded.
Michael Silver, 95.7 The Game Football Insider, NFL Insider for the NFL Network with Joe Lowe and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. A lot of people caught off guard yesterday when the Steelers sent a first-round pick to Miami in exchange for Minkah Fitzpatrick. I think the thought process was, well, Big Ben's out for the year. Why would you give up such great draft capital in exchange for a player if the team's not going to be very good? But if you peel that back a little bit further, maybe the thought process that Mason Rudolph is better than people are giving him credit for. What are you hearing about Rudolph? How on alert should the Niners be this weekend with this Pittsburgh team?
Well, I mean, he might be good, but you know, what is the general rule in these situations? You know, Dak Prescott was an anomaly. Steve Young came in for Joe Montana, but we kind of already knew about his exceptional talent. Is it likely that Mason Rudolph will just come in and be the clear heir apparent? It's possible, but I think it's more likely that they're at least going to want the option of trying to find a new guy, whether Ben comes back or not. And without that first-round pick, it's kind of baffling to me, given their organizational ethos. They're an organization that has not been aggressive in free agency. They've not been aggressive when it comes to re-signing their own players, and they've certainly not been aggressive about dealing first round picks in the past. They've had a first round pick in every draft, I think, since 1968, at least once. So to now lose that bargaining chip when you don't really know about Mason Rudolph, Ben has an injury to his throwing elbow that's keeping him out for the year, for Minkah Fitzpatrick, who, you know, has looked promising and was the 11th overall pick, but I don't think we're comparing him to, you know, some of the rookies who've come in and made a massive impact in their first year plus. I am totally baffled by that. On the other hand, you know, Kevin Colbert's a really good GM. They obviously evaluated him coming out, and since he's played, so maybe they'll turn him into a star.
49ers will be without Joe Staley for 6 to 8 weeks with the broken fibula, and you've got an NFC that seems more wide open than ever with Drew Brees being injured and now Cam Newton potentially being out. Does this change your calculus if you're John Lynch as far as how aggressive you get to find a potential replacement for Joe Staley?
Well, there's only one aggressive move you can really make, from what I can tell, because the Dolphins already traded theirs, and that would be to try to get Trent Williams from Washington. They don't seem super, you know, super inclined to trade him, although if you went over the top, you probably could. But, you know, we're also talking about an injury that they're not saying is season-ending. So if you can get Joe Staley back and try to stay afloat, I think that's probably the smart play. And, you know, look, there's a lot of pressure on the 49ers to win now, but they did get six-year deals. They are trying to do it the right way. Left tackle's obviously a very important position. You know, Kyle may be able to somewhat scheme his way out of it just by being creative, getting the quarterback on the move even more and, you know, and helping. But, you know, look, if they go out there and it's a disaster after a game or two, do you call Washington and offer something big? Maybe.
Michael Silver, NFL insider for the NFL Network, as well as 95.7 The Game football insider, kind enough to join Jolo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Michael, thank you for the time and insights. Greatly appreciated, as always.
Thanks a lot for having me. Appreciate it, guys.
All right. Got a question for you. Two games this weekend feature ridiculous point spreads. You have to make a bet on one of the following four options. So it's two games that I'm going to give you, but each game figures to have two teams. So four options, two favorites, two underdogs. You got to pick one, all right? Your life is on the line. If you get it wrong, you die. Yeah. Yeah, I said it. So wake up.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, would you, if you get it wrong, we'll give you a bowl of Lucky Charms.
No. Just,
how's that sound?
I mean, death is so final.
That's why I want you to take this very seriously. If you get it right, we'll say congratulations. If you get it wrong, it's okay. You get participation trophy. How about that? Everything that's wrong gets participation trophy. Is that the world you want? It's not how they do it in the Moo. And you know that. So here are your options. You can have the Dallas Cowboys laying 21 points over the Miami Dolphins. You can have the Miami Dolphins plus 21 points against the Dallas Cowboys. Games in Dallas. Or you can have the New England Patriots minus 22.5 points hosting the New York Jets, or you can have the New York Jets plus 22.5 points at New England. One of those four options you have to take. If you're wrong, you die.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a lot here. So it's Dallas minus 21 or Miami plus 21, Patriots minus 22.5, Jets plus 22.5. You don't have to do both games. You just have to pick one position. What is the position in which you are the most comfortable?
It's close.
Your life is on the line.
Yeah. As we mentioned, I'm close between the two favorites, but I'm going to stay with my hot take after week one, which was that the Miami Dolphins are the worst team in the history of the National Football League. So I'm going to hold my nose, Joe, and hope for the best. Give me the Cowboys minus 21 at home against the Dolphins. Hopefully I'll see my kids on Monday.
Lorenzo. LaVon.
Both of those are
O'Neal.
Both of those.
The first.
All right. Ooh. If you don't make a pick, you also end up.
No, I'm going to.
I don't even want to say it. I don't even want to think about it.
You guys keep interrupting. Both those are locks. So I feel comfortable. So I feel good that
with
I might.
Favorites or dogs? What are we talking about here?
Favorites.
What percentage of society, if their life truly was on the line, would be willing to take either underdog, Jets or Dolphins? Like, if you lined up 7 billion people and you gave them this, but they literally were going to die if they got it wrong, how many would be willing to take Miami of the four options?
That's
how many
thing.
Would say, my life's on the line? I'll take the Dolphins plus 21.
Miami, right. No
they're
way.
Due.
And they're playing in Big D, and Dak's been on fire. He's so focused to play. And then you talk about the Jets. What I seen last night was putrid. Last night, I mean, I promise you, that it was ferocious. They try, they're going to kill this quarterback from the Jets, in the running back. They're going to put
Luke Falk is the quarterback.
He was
now?
The one who stepped in for Simeon. Yeah,
they're going to put nine Luke guys. Falk. They're going to put nine guys in the
two
box.
Syllables, the absolute minimum.
Shut down the
unless,
run.
Of course, he was Cher and didn't have a last name.
And they're going to play man-to-man coverage and just dare him to throw the ball and say, go get him. The quarterback's not going to have any time. That's an easy cover. Both of them. I mean,
well, you got to pick one. Which one do you like the most of the two?
I like Dallas the most.
Dallas. You're taking Dallas. You're taking Dallas as well?
I'll take it. No.
No, no, you don't. It's okay.
No.
It's not. You don't have to be on different sides. I'm just curious.
Joe, I don't want to. I'm going with and Brady,
follow
I trust.
Me,
I was
going
to say, like, and if Brady's sitting out there and your life's on the line,
I'm going
I'll
with,
take Prescott.
No. And Brady,
Brady's never really shown
exactly.
It.
Exactly.
He's never really shown me anything.
I'm totally kidding.
Never really
it's
came
new,
through
it's
in the
new
big
England
spot.
By a landslide. New England.
Nicely done. I hope both. Well, no, I can't say that.
Look
it
at
would
you.
Get a bit morbid. Right. No,
really?
It's on the more serious matters. It's on the more serious matters. Life.
How dare you?
Life. Not death. Life brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises. In death, you don't need a bank. But in life, you need Fremont Bank. And they're full service banking with no compromises. Now, here we go. It's final update of the day. Over under one. We're just giving them one. One mistake. And Lowe should be flagged there. But, of course, he won't be because Bob said we're not allowed to flag him
anymore. Have a good day, Bob.
Yep, Bob. We hope you're having a great day. Thanks for supporting the show. Not going to flag Lowe.
I got to laugh. Hey. I got to laugh on everything. That's got to come on the radio.
If you're going to laugh, the mic has to be on.
Yes, that's the rule. It is a radio show. They can't hear you laughing without the mic on.
And by the way, Coach, the pick of the day is the over here. He's so tired. He's been up since 3 o'clock. This is about to be a sheep show.
It is.
Pressure's on. Over under one mistake. Here's Stephen Langford with what's coming up on the game.
Pressure, do what it does with pipe.
Thank you, fellas. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Ticket Crushers. Jaguars star cornerback Jalen Ramsey has requested a trade out of Jacksonville. Now, Hall of Fame defensive back Rod Woodson joined Joe Lowe and Dibs earlier and discussed why Ramsey's requesting a trade. Darn it.
Listen, this dude is an extremely talented player. I think he's frustrated, but I just want to see, you know, his take on this head coach and the way they're using him. But I think more so than anything, they're not winning.
Now, the 49ers are getting ready for their first home game against the Steelers on Sunday, Lowe. They'll be without left tackle Joe Staley for several weeks. Now, veteran tackle Sam Young will visit with the 49ers today. Will he be added to the roster? Well, Bonte Steiny and Guru will ask our 49ers insider, Cam Inman, at 11. Take 95.7 The Game on the go. Download the radio.com app and favorite 95.7 The Game. Got a ticket, suspended license, DUI, don't pay. Let the attorneys at Ticket Crushers go to court for you and crush that ticket for as little as $149. Ticket Crushers knows how to win. Call 866-TICKET-HELP. That's 866-TICKET-HELP for a free consultation. I guess you can take the over here on 95.7 again.
Crank up the music, finalizing. He's done.
He might actually be done.
Because the first text on the Chilton Auto Body text line says you guys haven't done a funeral take in forever doesn't mean we immediately have to just start funeralizing everything.
The guy didn't show up.
We're not going to funeralize a call that didn't show up. We can't just be handing out funerals for everything.
I think we got to get more aggressive at times. They're not going to be buttoned up. Boom.
Fair take.
Right?
Fair take.
Risk.
Get more aggressive with the funerals.
Wow.
It's a morbid way for people to start their mornings here, but sure. I mean, you come here for the funeral takes, don't you? Dibs and I were talking about the idea of, it's a serious one, so I don't know if you're ready for this, but you seem to be in a good state of mind and mental health, so I'm going to fire it at you. The idea of going to New Orleans for the Saints-Niners game.
Yes!
We're starting to really think that we might be needed down there. Not because we want to go. We got families. We got holidays to think about.
Place is awful.
Yeah. It's I don't want to go to New Orleans, but I'm just saying I think that we might be needed down there.
Of the six times I've gone there, it's always been against my will.
I was there twice.
Had a miserable time.
I hated both times.
Yeah.
So much so that I find myself yearning for how much I hate it.
I've actually been pre-ordering beads online, but that's neither here nor there.
He's buying beads in bulk at Costco. 10,000 beaded necklaces.
So you guys are glutton for punishment. Wow.
Yeah, it's only, though, for the Niners and for the billions out there.
It's starting to feel like a big-time game. Look around. Cam Newton, not at practice today. Marty Herney, the general manager, just met with the media to say the reason he's not there. He informed the team after the Buccaneer game of an aggravated foot injury he sustained. They're not talking about ruling him out this week. They're not sure what their timeline is. They don't even know what their timeline is. This injury happened Thursday. Ben Roethlisberger's down. You got a chance at going 3-0 this weekend. Sure, you got injuries at left tackle with Joe Staley. Rise above. Indoor. That's what this time of year is about. The Browns don't look that great. you could find yourself at 4-0, especially coming off that bye. I think Levi's this weekend is probably going to be the loudest it's been in how long?
Years.
Honestly, if you're going out to Levi's this weekend, you planning on making some noise? Number's 888-957-9570. Holla if you hear me.
Hmm. I mean, they tell you today, and so what happened yesterday? And he wasn't at practice today, so what happened yesterday and the day before? So it just goes to show you, hey, look, did he tell them that he wasn't going to show up? Yeah, he told them, hey, his foot was still hurting. But it's just interesting now you're finding out today and they don't know where he's at. So it's tough. I think that they're in a tough situation because Cam Newton, when he's on, he's definitely a force. But it's going to be interesting to see how that works out.
Drew Brees is out. The Saints have to go to Seattle this weekend and then have Dallas. The Saints could very easily be 0-2 right now after what happened in that Houston game. The Saints are vulnerable. The Falcons, I'm not buying. 1-1. I know they beat the Eagles at home on Sunday night. The Eagles were down their top two wide receivers. If Aguilar catches that pass like a first-round pick should, he goes to the end zone. The Falcons are 0-2. And look at the Falcons' splits over the years, home versus road. Julio Jones is a beast. Absolute beast, what he does. But I don't trust that team. I don't think they're that dangerous. Carolina's going through their issues. Tampa Bay, it's going to take some time. Plus, the Niners already beat them. You go to the NFC East, Dallas is good. We know that. Philly should be good, but they got problems. Washington stinks. The Giants stink. They're going to Daniel Jones. You go to the NFC North. Whoa, wait a minute. Suddenly, Mitchell Trubisky and the Bears look vulnerable. They can't play QB.
Yeah.
They can't score.
They got 19 points, coach, in two games.
The Packers are 2-0, but 10 points against the Bears in this new-look offense. Rodgers was yelling at the head coach on the sideline this past weekend. They only played one good quarter against Minnesota. The Vikings stink on the road. The Lions, the Lions are 1-0-1. They look great. They beat the Chargers in a flat spot, and they tied the Cardinals. You come west, Rams, you know, until further notice, the Rams get respect. The Seahawks are 2-0. They deserve some respect, but it's a little shaky. And Arizona, we know they're not going to be there for the long haul this year. And then there's the Niners. You're set right now where come December, we're not talking about, you know, maybe we're talking about playoff. We could have a playoff team on our hands. And I know people are going to say you're getting ahead of yourself. It's not just because of the way the Niners look. Look around at the NFC.
Yep.
It's already getting eaten alive.
And maybe you play it, maybe even a home game, boys. Is that too much? Too
home
early?
Playoff game?
Yeah.
Well, home bye would be the other way you start getting crazy. But you'd have to win your division to get a home playoff game.
Because
if you're one of the two wild cards, you're on the road against the division winners. The four division winners get the home games. The top two seeds get a bye. Seeds 3 and 4 host those wild card games. So
technically, if you were the fifth team, the first wild card, and both wild cards won their way through, then you could host the NFC Championship game. As we go very cockamamie, right?
No, he's right. If it's the 5 seed against the 6 seed, that's what he meant. That's what he meant. I don't know if we've yet seen that in the 16 playoff era.
Has that ever happened?
A five seed against a six seed.
Where the fives hosted the six in the conference championship game?
My gut is no, but pending further corroboration with our crack staff or our staff on crack, I'm going to go ahead and say no.
I'll put it up to you guys. Duke is back on the line. He would like to talk, but do we bring him through? We gave him a shot at the title and he blew it earlier. Do we give him another shot?
I think so, because he was so patient on hold and he reportedly has a rap for us. So Duke, bring your bars. Best of luck.
It's not really a rap, but it's something toward the Niners. First, I want to say congratulations to Lo and T.O. And Dibs, I'm shocked that you're trying to sabotage our team, Dibs. We do not need Ramsey over there. It's a character issue, man. We got good cohesion on defense. The chemistry is coming together. Let everything just fold. The NFC is wide open. With that, I'm going to do this. We're going to do our hot take. We're going to go. The defense of destruction is led by DeForest Buckner. He's not the only one on the slate. There was Alexander the Great. He was eating with a spoon. There were some animals in the room. A cheetah, to be precise. Breeder was running real nice. Garoppolo was popping, though, with a pretty picture of Mostert. At the finish line, he threw a dime to the middle winner that flew right by to the end zone where the Niners sit on a golden throne.
Yes.
Have a nice day.
Ooh. Yes. With an uptick at the end. Very nice.
Wow.
Very nice.
Man, Duke, well worth the wait.
Duke to the front of the line next time he calls. Duke. That's fantastic work right there. Just fantastic work right there.
Hopefully we got a clean record on that for the remix that will likely come out later today. My man.
Stevie could put some music by. That was hot.
Do we have the Kyle Shanahan audio? We got so wrapped up in the Jalen Ramsey thing today. Do we have the Kyle Shanahan audio on replacing Joe Staley? What the plan is at left tackle? Nice guy. You got that? Fire away.
Yeah, always. I mean, we would love to if there were options. Yeah, you look at anything that's possible. I don't think there's a ton of great options out there.
Okay, that's talking about pursuing someone to come in at the left tackle position. I'll throw a name out there. It's one that's kind of surfaced a little bit. Matt Khalil. Matt Khalil was a former first-round pick. He was number 4 overall to the Minnesota Vikings.
USC.
Yeah, his brother, too, Ryan Khalil. Now, Matt Khalil was recently cut by the Houston Texans. Now, the Houston Texans needed O-line help, and they still cut him at the end of training camp. So he's not on a team right now. He's a free agent. He didn't play at all for Carolina last year because in September, before the season started, he had a knee scope and then was just ruled out for the season. So there's not a lot. Again, you made this point earlier. If you're on the street right now, as a left tackle, you're not coming in and giving Orlando Pace type numbers. But I think that's what we have to brace for in terms of trying to replace Joe Staley. It's about getting through the next 6 to 8 weeks. It's about survival. That's it. There's not going to be a Trent Williams. There's not going to be someone coming in to save the day. It is going to be about survival. Everybody's dealing with something. We're only 2 weeks in. Some have drama. Some have it worse than others. Some are already changing quarterbacks like the Giants, moving from Eli Manning to Daniel Jones. The Niners currently have to deal with the left tackle situation. We'll have more on that for you next. The latest with everything taking place regarding Jalen Ramsey, Jolo and Dibs.
Also, Little Low, we got some great audio from
off
the old block. You will not believe that the apple falls very near to the tree, closer than you thought.
That's a great tease. Low's son stole the show this weekend, and by stole the show, it's one of the most popular shows on TV. We'll have that for you next year on 95.7 The Game.
Is it possible that an actual cure for Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and other brain diseases is on the horizon?
This could be really, really big.
Dr. Dina Dubal, Associate Professor of Neurology at the UCSF Weill Institute for Neurosciences.
So we work on Clotho, and Clotho is a hormone that's named after the Greek fate that decides how long you live.
This naturally occurring hormone is showing great promise in the lab.
Incredibly, Clotho may help prevent, treat, and repair damage that's done by diseases of the aging brain, like Alzheimer's.
And they're just getting started.
It's early days, but we're hoping that our discoveries will lead us to meaningful treatments that could impact our aging population here and around the world. It's real. It's like nothing could be more exciting.
Outthinking the limits of yesterday and redefining what's possible for tomorrow. UCSF Health, redefining possible.
1-877 Cars for Kids, KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today. 1-877 Cars for Kids, KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
If you're a man who's gone through a divorce involving children, you know that the most important issue is often custody. The same can be true after a divorce. Sometimes circumstances change so that the existing order is unworkable. That's when you might need a modification. I'm Scott Trout, CEO of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. As you know, we help dads through their divorces. But you may not know that we can also help dads modify the terms of their custody orders when those changes come along, whether relating to physical custody, decision-making, or support. We're Cordell & Cordell, a partner men can count on before, during, and after divorce.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on, online at CordellCordell.com. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. 1065 East Hillsdale Boulevard, Suite 310, Foster City, California, 94404.
Tee it up at the Golf Mart with the new arrivals from TaylorMade. Introducing the new P790 irons and the new Milled Grind 2 wedges. The P790 irons feature speed foam technology and redesigned tungsten weighting for optimum feel and distance. And the new Milled Grind 2 wedges designed for increased spin and precision with raw face technology. Let us help you get custom fit for free today. The Golf Mart, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee.
The Hella Mega Tour, presented by Harley Davidson, Green Day, Fall Out Boy, Weezer, Oracle Park, Tuesday, July 21st, 2020. American Express card members, get your tickets now through Thursday, September 19th at 10 p.m. before the general public, Friday, September 20th at 10 a.m. For tickets, visit Ticketmaster.com. Performing as part of the American Express Concert Series. Supply is limited. American Express terms, conditions, and restrictions apply.
Okay, it's almost opening time. Got to email over photos of this season's line.
As a business owner, you've got a million things to think about.
Can't forget about that video conference later.
Dealing with second-rate cable internet shouldn't be one of them.
But I did switch to AT&T Internet for Business with integrated broadband and wireless connection, so I've got this.
AT&T Internet for Business is designed for business with an integrated network that gives you 99.9% reliability so you can focus on running your business.
Really need to update the website and figure out whatever that was.
And even if the power suddenly goes out or if a construction worker accidentally cuts your cable line, AT&T Internet Backup automatically has you covered, so your business stays one step ahead.
All right, it's go time.
Choose fast, highly reliable AT&T Internet for Business today and get a $100 AT&T Visa reward card. Go to att.com/businessinternet or call 855-433-5700 to take advantage of this offer today. The AT&T Visa reward card is issued by the Bancorp Bank pursuant to a license from Visa USA Inc. and can be used everywhere Visa debit cards are accepted in the United States, U.S. Virgin Islands, and Puerto Rico. No cash access. The Bancorp Bank, member FDIC.
Ugh, how do you look so rested after flying?
It's all about skipping the airport hassle with Surf Air.
If you're a frequent traveler, you know how exhausting flying can be. With TSA long lines and sardine-packed planes, Surf Air is a private air travel membership that flies out of local airports, allows you to avoid the crowds and lines, and save 2 hours every time you fly. Imagine private air travel for a fraction of the cost. Go to iFlySurfAir.com to find out how to get an introductory discounted flight to try it for yourself. That's iFlySurfAir.com.
Tired of wearing the same 5 shirts every week? We can help. Stitch Fix is a personal styling service that matches you with your own stylist and delivers clothes right to your door, so you take the hassle out of shopping and find new styles that leave you feeling great. With Stitch Fix, you'll get access to great looks ranging from refined to rugged to fit your physique and your budget. Discover the stylist and styles that work for you at StitchFix.com. Personal styling for men, women, and kids. StitchFix.com. Personal styling for everybody.
Joe Lowendibs continues on 95.7 The Game.
Fantastic audio. Little Lorenzo Neal, Purdue University. We're going to get to it in just a second. Just hang tight. Brian in San Leandro has a question about Jalen Ramsey. We are advocates for the billions, our billions of listeners, so we'd like to bring you into the show if you have questions. We're happy to help. Brian, welcome to the show. Fire away.
Hey, thanks for taking my call so late in your program.
But, that's no problem.
I just have a question. I know that gold is a very big part of the Niners' way. I mean, it's almost in the name. But are we the San Francisco Egyptians? No. So we don't need no Ramses.
I don't get the joke.
Ramses is a former Egyptian ruler, I believe, back, 1000 B.C. And so he was making a play about gold. Egyptians and Ramses. It was a pun that was too esoteric. It took too long to get there. Go ahead and let's block his number going forward.
I don't know if we go that far.
It was a deep dive.
I'm not up on my Phoenician history.
It was a deep dive, but he did not stick the entry, and he got 3.5, and he even got a 3 from the Russian judge. So there you go. And a flag from the back.
All right. I believe it's one of the greatest shows on TV, and I think many of you would agree as well. Saturday morning, ESPN College Game Day. Corso, Reese Davis, Herbie, Desmond Howard, all the great stuff. Chris the Bear Felica is on that show. David, I'm blanking on the name, from the University of Georgia. David Pollack, who's done a really nice job as well. He was a great linebacker coming out of Georgia, and then he had that neck injury that ruined his career. He's been a great analyst on that show. Maria Taylor's on that show. Fantastic stuff. They did a segment this weekend on what it's like to be what, like at the bottom of a pile.
Yep.
Like if there's a fumble or there's just like a fourth and one where everyone mashes up. And Little Lowe got in there. Little Lowe, defensive tackle, offspring of the great Lorenzo O'Neal, who's currently on the Hall of Fame ballot. He was on there and he had this to say.
You can't breathe and you can't move. And all you hear is yelling and people breathing hard. So occasionally a fart will slip out, but you really don't want that to happen.
That happened, and my phone, like, you sent that to me.
Right.
Now,
right,
I saw it because I watched that show every Saturday, but you sent it to me, and I was just like, oh my God. So you're obviously seeing it. My phone exploded. I'm not kidding. Dozen to two dozen people were sending me that clip because the show is so popular, but also because it's a little low.
Yeah, it was crazy because I'm at the barber getting ready to get trimmed up, and my phone starts blowing up. People are texting me. Did you see Lowe? I said, what? What was he on? Because I know he's not playing. He's on game day. Good morning. I said, what is he talking about? They're like, you got to watch it. So everyone starts sending me the clip. It had two other guys. Had his cousin on there, of course, LSU.
Grant Delpit,
hard-hitting safety. He was on there and had another kid on there. So they were all talking about what it's like to be underneath the pile. And then Lowe had to add his 2 cents. It was pretty good. And then all of a sudden he drops, you know, then you might fart. And that's the part that just was over the top.
Can we play it again? Listen to this. This is Little Lowe, college game day, on what happens in a big pile up in playing football.
You can't breathe and you can't move. And all you hear is yelling and people breathing hard. So occasionally a fart will slip out, but you really don't want that to happen.
He is so much like you.
So weird.
He lays out the analysis.
I like him more.
I know you do, Joe.
I said that a lot.
He knows that, too.
I'd have to be in the same church, same pew as you, and I've never met the young man. It's just the way he reminds
me. He's a mountain of a man.
He reminds me some of you because he gives you a really thoughtful analysis. He gives you good points. He takes you inside of what goes on. And then he just delivers the big punchline at the end.
Next time he comes out, he should come co-host with us for a little bit. Sit in. We can talk sports. Like, we won't sit here and, like, bag on him too much.
Yeah.
But have him come out. Like, he's very personable. Like,
he is.
You were mentioning this in the break, like, after school and it pursues the NFL and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But eventually, he's going to be one of those guys that with his wit and everything, whether it's a podcast or he does TV work or radio work. He's got something.
He's a natural, and it would have to be TV because he's got the great Lo'Neal Dome as well. He's a big, big kid. He's got the great charisma. He's got the big smile.
Nice head of hair, though.
Yeah.
Big
yeah.
difference there.
It's yeah. early, though. It is early. I'm sure. And Lo talks about his jerry curl.
Yeah. I used to. Come on. You saw that Hall of Fame. I had a do.
That's my, right.
Yes.
What a do?
You were braided up.
Right.
You were braided up at one
had
point.
Had braids. Had twisties.
Was that Cincinnati?
Yeah. The Natty. And then in San
Diego.
You got
to go twisties in the Natty.
Yes. And then in San Diego. Had friggin' little juices and berries, little S curl. I had to do top rolling.
Speaking of which, Guru up in 3 minutes as we talk S curl.
Yes, so I had it dialed up.
Still the greatest
bald all my life
with Kalena ever.
Right,
he was
right.
in, and we were talking about S curl and activator and all that stuff. And Kalena's telling this story about what was it? How he burned his brother like burned his hair because he left it in too long because he really wanted the curls to pop. And Lo was telling a story about how he did the same thing, but ended up burning his hair. And because Lo was so honest about it, Kalena was like, "Yeah, I was just lying. It wasn't my brother. It was me."
Right.
It
yeah.
was so
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah,
it was such a great moment.
He was sitting there.
That was in the old studio. Were we all in that day?
Yeah,
I want to
yeah.
say we were all in. I remember I was facing him, so you two were like off to the side.
And I'm like, "Oh,
so I couldn't
that
tell.
Happened to me." And I'm giving it, laying it out, and then he finally. That was me too. I didn't want to
say
it.
He comes clean.
Right.
It's so great. It's always a story about a friend of yours or this guy I know, and then somebody reveals a secret about themselves, and you can feel good enough to tell the truth.
It's good stuff.
Usually a fart will slip out.
Bet 162, disaster, train wreck. Down more than $3,000. We're into the nitty gritty here. I want to lay a crazy alternative line today. But the odds aren't good enough. The Red Sox are such a big favorite. It's like -196, and it's Eovaldi. So what I'm going to do is I'm just laying max bet, laying the 196. So it's essentially – it's not 600 minus
it's
96.
It's 588
to win 300. Lay 588 to win 300 on the Red Sox just to win the game.
So Boch is two wins away from 2,000, and you're going on the Sox.
I was on them all last week. They weren't winning anything.
I was taking them. They let the Pirates and the Marlins come in there and just help themselves. I had plenty of Giants action. I was full support of Boach last week. His bullpen stinks. His lineup stinks. His starters were okay. Beattie's been pitching fantastic, by the way. No one's taking note of that because training camp opened up. He was so bad, and then something happened, and now all of a sudden he's very, very good. Cueto's looked good in two starts. Baumgartner's been solid. I played Baumgartner last week. They couldn't deliver for him.
Man.
So the whole not supporting Bochy thing, I tried. Yeah. I tried.
I know you did. And much like the Sizzler buffet, it's all you can eat. It's like the Giants bullpen. And let's bring him in right now, the man with the more non sequiturs.
Yes.
Triple-double, by the way, every show of non sequiturs, red herrings, and just straight out genius. Here he is, Daryl, the guru, Johnson. What's up, Dean?
What's up, baby? I'm really digging this segment. You know, I get to come in, three of my faves, and just chop it up, as they say, in the barbershop.
What are you thinking? What were you guys yucking it up about in the green room? How are you coming in today? You coming in hot?
Yeah, we're coming in hot because I'm a bit bothered. You know, I drive a Cadillac, and when you do that, you have problems. Why would you go get Jalen Ramsey when you just lost arguably your best O-lineman? That's like going to get rims on the caddy when the tranny's leaking. You fix the tranny first, and then you go get those rims. And the rims in this case represent Jalen Ramsey. You need to protect Jimmy Garoppolo, and they're undefeated with Staley in there. We don't know what's going to happen when the black and yellow come to town.
Thank you.
I like that.
That was Wiz Khalifa.
You're spot on, bro. Spot on. You can't put a Band-Aid on a shotgun wound. You better take care of that tackle position. You're absolutely
right. Real low. Well, and once, they're like dominoes,
you
dibs.
Two astute NFL insiders, I want to know just how you're going to go about fixing the left tackle. Because I understand the lack's got an oil leak, and right. I told you to downgrade to a more economical car.
We're still in the works.
We're still working on that. But for now, you've got the lack. Where are you going to go to find this mysterious offensive
tackle? I picked up the phone, and I called the nation's capital, and there's a guy, Mr. Williams, there, who does not want to play for that mess of a team, and I do whatever it takes. Mm. There's a cost of doing business, and you got to give up something to get something, and he could arguably be better for your line than Staley, and he's still going to play. So I'm not in the room. I'm just one of those. Make it happen. Show me the tackle.
But thank you. Thank you, Cuba Gooding Jr. And just one follow-up, if I may, as I do my Bryant Gumbel. One quick postscript. Guru, have they made this tackle available, or is this just pie in the sky? I want a Lambo. I'm going to trade my old beat-up car, and I'm going to get a Lambo. Have they made this player available, or are you just spitballing like Lowe and the rest of these dreamers?
There was a great show called Outside the Lines. This time you read Inside the Lines. The fact that he's not there and he's not playing, he's available.
Also, Dibs, was Czechoslovakia available when Hitler wanted to invade? No, he went and took it anyway.
Good job.
Wow, I'll have to check the availability. I didn't see it on Zillow
at
the time.
Europe didn't put Czechoslovakia on the trading block, and Hitler made a move. He just went for it.
Yeah, it was the Archduke Ferdinand who was felled in the late 20s.
That's World War I.
Right. Yes, and I had Ramses right.
That's not the late 20s,
Egypt,
that's the 1100.
Nice.
This guy. 1100
BC.
This guy coming
fighter,
at me
man.
With his World War history.
Yeah.
Thought he could just brush by you like
modern day Cliff Clavin.
You're over there eating. You got your backpack on, and you're making stuff up about a car. What else you got, you three?
We got Cam Inman, too, so we'll ask him where this team. Wow, that's great stuff.
Thank you. It's my mother, Albert.
Where they go, because this is big. The Steelers, their season's on the line.
Let me ask you something. Do you think it's essential that we go to New Orleans for the Niners-Saints game?
Yes. You guys need to be there. And if I could make something happen, you know, I would do it. Because I partied with Dibs, and you were gone. I filled in for you. Big shoes. But we went to Reno. Remember in the snow?
Oh, boy. Shout out Shane.
Meatloaf and Dibs. I'll never forget it.
Shane, is that when that Asian woman beat you up?
First of all, she didn't beat me up. She just hit me once. Okay, and I didn't go down.
Did you fire back?
She gut shot him.
So it was one shot versus no shots.
She gut shot him. She gut shot him.
She got me in the kid.
That's it. We're done. It's all over. It's Jolo and Dibs. Bonte, Steiny, and Guru coming up next. We will see you tomorrow morning right here, 6 a.m., 95.7 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.